Spiritual growth is not only about what happens inside your private devotional life. It is also about how you live in God's world. Genesis 1:28 gives humanity what is often called the cultural mandate. God blessed humanity and said, "Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion, web." This calling was given before sin entered the world. That means work, stewardship, culture, creativity, leadership, family, learning, and responsibility are not punishments. They belong to God's good design. The organic human was created to live before God in every area of life. This means spiritual growth includes how you pray, but also how you work. It includes how you worship, but also how you treat your family. It includes how you study scripture, but also how you steward time, money, body, speech, skill, influence, and opportunity. The cultural mandate teaches that human beings were created to cultivate God's world. We are not owners in the ultimate sense. God is the creator and Lord, but we are entrusted stewards. We are called to take what God has made and develop it in ways that honor him. A farmer does this through soil, seed, and harvest. A parent does this through love, discipline, and formation. A teacher does this through knowledge, patience, and instruction. A business leader does this through service, fairness, and creativity. A minister does this through word, prayer, presence, and care. A student does this through study, obedience, and preparation. This is why Christian Leaders Institute often says that all of life can become ministry when surrendered to Christ. The fall damaged this calling, but it did not erase it. Sin distorts work into pride, control, laziness, greed, or despair. But redemption in Christ restores our purpose. Spiritual growth helps us ask better questions. How am I representing God in my work? How am I stewarding my body and relationships? How am I cultivating what God has entrusted to me? How am I using my gifts for love, service, and witness? The cultural mandate reminds us that spiritual growth is not escape from creation. It is renewed faithfulness within creation. God created you as an image-bearing living soul. God placed you in his world with purpose. And in Christ, your whole life can become an offering of worship.